So here we are, hot off the tails of episode 100, and I'm going to bring you a little bit of something extra for this episode. I'm OG, and the topic of this next couple of minutes is going to be Knights of the Dinner Table. This is a book we talk about on the show, not a lot, but it does come up, and it definitely falls within the realm or the vein, if you will, of the geek world. And some people know about it, some people don't. I'm going to tell you about it. It's actually not technically a comic book. It's technically a magazine. If you pick up any of the issues, and there are 138 out so far, it says right on the front, Knights of the Dinner Table Magazine, not Knights of the Dinner Table comic book. And the reason for that is it is chock full of gaming news all throughout the gaming world, be it CCG, be it tabletop, be it miniatures. This is actually a resource for all of that stuff. But in addition to all of that, in the middle of all of that is a great, funny panel for panel comic. And it's strip. It's kind of like reading the Sunday comics. I mean, that's kind of the setup of the strip. But let's give you a little bit more background on this book. Like I said earlier, there's 138 episodes, issues rather, out right now. I'm not sure how many collections, 24, 25 perhaps, they're called Bundle of Trouble. The book, or the concept for the book, started back in 1990 when a gentleman by the name of Jolly Blackburn decided that he was going to do these kind of strips for another magazine at the time. And it was called Shadus. It was a small press gaming magazine, and he was doing these strips, and he developed these characters, and it's become a phenomenon. So, on to a little bit more about the strip specifically. It specifically follows, at the very least, five main characters. The Untouchable Trio, Plus One, and their Game Master. And it kind of takes you inside of a game from the actual gaming perspective. So when you look at these strips, you're going to see them sitting there. You're going to see these characters, rather, sitting around the table. And what they're doing is they're actually running through the game. You get to see them metagame. You get to see them make rolls. You get to see the DM make moves, make rolls for them, kind of, you know, help them or hurt them or whatever you will. You get to see them play NPCs and all of those things. And it's really for people who appreciate gaming. There's no way around it. You can't appreciate this book if you don't have an appreciation for gaming. And they've really embraced all of gaming in this magazine. What started out as a group of guys playing their equivalent of Dungeons and Dragons, what they call Hackmaster, developed into, eventually through the years, embracing other tabletop games like MMO, like Vampire rather, or, and they have an equivalent of it, or like steampunk type games, Shadow Fist, all those types of games are in there. And then they went to miniatures with World War II miniatures and Warhammer style miniatures. And then they've even gone so far now as to cover World of Hackmaster, which for those of you who can't figure out what the heck that is, it's obviously their equivalent of WoW. And it's a funny magazine. It's definitely worth checking out. Again, for anybody who is a gamer, who was a gamer, who doesn't play anymore but has fond memories of great campaigns sitting around your table as a young child, it's definitely something for you. You can check this out online at kenzerco.com. That's Kenzer and Company. It's K-E-N-Z-E-R is the company that puts this out. And I think you should check it out. I think you would appreciate it. And maybe you let us know what you think about it. Maybe you share with us a favorite issue of KODT. Or perhaps you share with us one of your favorite campaigns that you played in, and we could talk about it during an episode of Geek Stuff. If you'd like, you can send me an email at geekstuffog@gmail.com. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And thanks for listening. Take care, folks. This has been brought to you by BigKevsGeekStuff.com.